Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is Over the Waterfall, and we just heard Mike Compton and David Greer from their CD, Climbing the Walls. That was Alyssa Jones, the daughter of Grandpa and Ramona Jones, on Hammered Dulcimer. We lost a champion for traditional music with the passing of Alan Jabbour on the 15th of January. He was a classical violinist from a very young age and was a member of the Jacksonville Symphony and the Miami Symphony. After graduation from the University of Miami, he received his master's and doctorate degrees from Duke University. While attending grad school in North Carolina, he came in contact with fellow students who were interested in old-time music. He found a mentor in Henry Reed, a master fiddler from West Virginia, and learned many of his tunes. He joined with a group of musicians and formed the Hollow Rock String Band, one of the earliest revivalist ensembles. In 1968, he became an assistant professor of English and folklore at UCLA, and the next year he was appointed the head of the Archive of Folk Song at the Library of Congress. One of his earliest projects was assembling field recordings from the archive and released the LP American Fiddle Tunes in 1971. It became an inspiration to the growing popularity of traditional American music. Alan, along with Carl Fleischauer and Dwight Diller, recorded over a three-year period an album which became The Hammonds Family, a study of a West Virginia family's traditions. He retired in 1999 after 23 years of government service and returned to his music, often in combination with banjoist Ken Perlman and his old friends Jim Watson and Bertram Levy. He also shared his talents and deep love for the music with many players at music camps and on DVD instructional materials. We'll open the program with a set of tunes featuring Alan's wonderful fiddling. His most recent CD is aptly titled You Can't Beat the Classics with Jim Watson and Ken Perlman. Here are a couple of tunes from Henry Reed, Love Somebody and Shoe Fly, and then we'll hear a couple of tunes from the Hollow Rock String Band. For Alan, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Mm-hmm. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week, we celebrate the life of Alan Jabbour, and that first set featured his elegant fiddling. We heard from fresh old-time string band music, Mike Seeger's recording. We heard Billy in Waynesboro featuring Alan on fiddle, Mike on gut string fretted banjo, and Bob Dulcimer on Steinway piano, Billy in Waynesboro, from fresh old-time string band music. That's on Rounder. And before that, from the very first recording by the Hollow Rock String Band, we heard Betty Likens, featuring Alan, along with Bert Levy on the mandolin, Tommy Thompson on the banjo, and Robbie Thompson on the guitar. That's on Kanaa Records. And before that, we heard the later incarnation of the Hollow Rock String Band on Rounder Records. We heard West Virginia Rag, featuring Alan, along with Tommy Thompson on the banjo, and Jim Watson on the guitar. That's on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with a wonderful recording called You Can't Beat the Classics, featuring Alan along with Ken Perlman and Jim Watson. And we heard Love Somebody and Shoe Fly, and that's on Alan's own record label. As we mentioned in the beginning of the program, one of Alan's first projects at the Library of Congress Division of Folk Culture was to put together a set of vintage recordings under the title American Fiddle Tunes. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks from that important recording. We're going to lead off with W.H. Stepp and his take on Bonaparte's Retreat, recorded on the 26th of October, 1937, in Salyersville, Kentucky. It just might sound familiar.
Thank you. the banks of some cold purling stream, I sit down on a bed of primroses. I gently fell into a dream. I dreamt that I saw a fair female. It is equals I never saw before. As a sight for the laws of our country, as we stray here on Ireland's green shore. Her cheeks was like two blooming roses. Her teeth was like ivory so white. Her eyes shone like two sparkling diamonds. Her the stars on some cold frosty night. She was dressed in the richest of tires, and green were the mantles she wore, all bound round with the hemlocks and the roses. As we stray here on Ireland's green shore, transgression of joy I've woken, I found this was only a dream. That pretty fair female had pled me, I long to be slumbering again. May the heavens above be her guardian, for no, I'll never see her no more. May the glorious the sunbeam shine upon her, as she lies sleeping on Ireland's green shore.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1704. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is Over the Waterfall, a tune that Alan Jabor collected from Henry Reed. And we just heard This Big String Band from their recording The Next Small Thing and Over the Waterfall. And before that, we listened to some recordings that were offered to the public through the Library of Congress and became very, very influential on the old-time music revival. We just heard three tracks from the Hammonds family, the recording The Traditions of a West Virginia Family and Their Friends, and the banjo tune you heard was Walkin' in the Parlor from Lee Hammonds, recorded in February of 1972. And before that, Maggie Hammonds Parker and Ireland's Green Shores, recorded in September of 1970. You might be aware of Tim O'Brien's version of that. And we let off that Hammonds family set with The Big Coyote from Burl Hammonds, recorded in April of 1972. The set was originally released on the Library of Congress label, then on Rounder. Now it's out of print, but I understand Rounder might be bringing it back. And we let off that set with two tracks from American Fiddle Tunes, that first collection that Alan put together after he was hired by the Library of Congress. We heard Ricketts Hornpipe from Luther Strong, recorded in Hazard, Kentucky, in October of 1937. And I especially like that track because you can hear a truck in the background. And Hazard, Kentucky, of course, was coal mining area. And we let off that set with W.H. Stepp and Bonaparte's Retreat, recorded in October of 1937 in Salyersville, Kentucky. That might be familiar to you as part of the Ballet Rodeo by Aaron Copland. It's the hoedown section. Copland actually took it from an arrangement by Ruth Crawford Seeger, who arranged it from listening to W.H. Stepp. That again was on Rounder Records, the American Fiddle Tunes collection. We are honoring the memory of Alan Jabor this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And one of his friends from the time he was in grad school in North Carolina was Bill Hicks. This is Bill and his wife Libby from their recording South of Nowhere and Dog Past a Rye Straw that Bill learned from John Summers of Marion, Indiana. Bill and Libby Hicks on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Thank you. length and breadth of four square cities stands. Its gem-set walls of jasper shine, not made by human hands. 100 miles its gates are wide, abundant entrance there, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare.
When the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room.
Sometimes I'm cramped and crowded here and long for elbow room. I want to reach for altitude where the fairest flowers bloom. It won't be long before I pass into that city fair, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare.
When the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room.
Thank you.
We've been celebrating the life and music of Alan Jabbour this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And we just heard some of his musical friends, as well as one last track featuring his wonderful fiddling. We heard from Sandy's Fancy, a recording released in 1981 featuring Alan along with Tommy Thompson on the banjo and Sandy Bradley on the piano. And we heard two settings of the tune Liza Jane, one from Romy Aiken and the other from Glenn Smith. That was originally released on Flying Fish, but it was reissued on Alan's own record label. And before that, one of the folks who introduced Alan to the Hammonds family and worked with that LP set was Dwight Diller. And we heard Dwight from his recording New Plowed Ground with fiddler Dan Gardella and Old Mother Flanagan, a tune that he learned from one of the Hammonds' friends, Lee Triplett. That's on Upine Music. And before that, we heard from the Fuzzy Mountain String Band, another band that came out of North Carolina. And we heard Sally Ann, that they learned from the playing of Tommy Jarrell from Mount Airy, North Carolina. That's on Rounder Records, the Fuzzy Mountain String Band. And before that, we heard two tracks from the Red Clay Ramblers. We heard 50 Miles of Elbow Room, Sarah Carter's classic tune, and then the Flying Cloud Cotillion from their recording Twisted Laurel on Flying Fish Records from the Red Clay Ramblers. And we let off that set with Bill Hicks, whose fiddling we heard a lot in those last bands we just listened to. We heard Dog Past a Rye Straw from Bill and Libby Hicks' recording South of Nowhere on Copper Creek Records. I had a chance to spend a little time with Alan Lomax a couple of times, and he was a wonderful, wonderful person, had a marvelous sense of humor, and had lots and lots of stories to tell. We'll miss him. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1704.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over.